Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, I'm excited to do this. David has put some work into this. And with the ever-changing landscape of college football, Morning Show did a couple hours, and we're going to do it a different way. So, David, I want you to explain this because Rico is going to play a key role. Rico is our standing scumbag TV executive.
Oh, I was about to say, do I get to be CEO?
Sure.
Okay.
Scumbag
David, executive.
Explain this.
A lot of money in scumbag executives.
Truth. You're exactly right. So, here's what they did in the Morning Show. They were talking about the era of college football that you prefer. Within that conversation, John Jansen began to say what the future could look like, and that it would be a 32-team Super League. And so I
began, 30 NFL.
Yeah, basically. So I began to think about it. I'm like, who would be
You'll
the
be all right.
32 teams? So I put it together here.
Hold on. See, hold on. You would like this because it would mean good games and you would love college football
again.
Don't
tell me what I'm going to like. I'm an adult.
You remiss the days of playing Western Michigan.
I do.
Okay.
So it would end up being 14 teams making the playoffs, just like the NFL, 7-on-1, whatever.
Get to the 32 teams, funny man.
I'm going to start with the money and the brand. These 10 teams, money and brand. Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, Alabama, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, Texas A&M.
I can't fight any of them. If I fought one, it would be A&M. They're losers. They're rich losers.
Very much so.
I thought you would have said Penn State.
No. Penn State has at least made the playoff and won things and makes the conference championship game.
This is going to be A&M's year.
Yeah, this is the year the oil billionaires get it right.
They are rich losers because I looked up evaluations and they make over $1 billion.
Wait, give me those teams real quick.
Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, Bama, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, A&M.
A couple teams missing, but I'm sure they'll make your league. But
right, this is just brand equity power.
See, I thought maybe either Florida or Florida State had enough brand equity.
Mm-mm. That's from the meth-enhanced selections. Okay. Go ahead, David.
So the next group I will give you will be
meth.
The programs that used to be, but they still make, they're still a pretty decent brand, still make a lot of money.
Wait,
so you have
Tennessee
to include
already.
Them. Uh-oh. Yeah, but Tennessee makes over $1 billion. That's their revenue.
Yeah, okay, Peyton Manning left a long time.
That's their valuation.
Just get to it.
Oklahoma, Auburn, Nebraska, Florida, Washington, USC, Miami, Florida State.
Okay.
Any issue with any of them?
No, the early 2000s.
Correct.
These were all great teams in the early 2000s.
Correct.
Run through it one more time quickly.
Oklahoma, Auburn, Nebraska, Florida, Washington, USC, Miami, Florida State.
The most questionable one is UW. Quite
honestly. I understand that.
But I think the fact that they just made the playoffs brought them back to run. He still hasn't said a team that I'm shocked.
I'm thinking of one as well. But go ahead. Now, how many teams are left?
Those were 18 there. So we have 14
left. More selections. Okay,
now,
David.
This team made it this far, but go ahead.
So the next two are programs, just two, are programs that are still winning, and you absolutely have to have them in this league.
I will. Can I guess?
Yes.
Oregon?
Yes.
Clemson?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
We're like...
Did I miss something? Because they're not huge brands.
Correct.
And they're in these far-flung places. But you have to have them.
Yeah, they're basically the opposite side of the country when you look at those two.
I think Clemson is, with all the titles that they won and the people they put in the league, and Oregon is just Oregon, that I thought they would have been in that first batch.
That's Nike money, man. You got to have Nike money.
Right. That's why I thought they would have been in the first batch. But I'm like, did he?
Well, compared to valuation of program, they are at $608 million when everyone else in that first group was over a billion.
All right, so what number are we at now?
We are at number 21 now. We have now 20 teams, so we have the rest here.
12 teams to go.
12 teams to go.
All right.
And I'm going to take my time with these because there may be some criticism with this one. Give you the first two.
How long does Deion stay at Colorado?
Stop.
Kansas and
what?
Iowa.
No.
Not what I thought you were going to lead off with.
What? Kansas? Absolutely not to Kansas. Iowa, you have to accept it. They're like a barnacle. Like they're consistent. They're stuck on the bottom of the boat.
I knew Kansas was going to be controversial.
Yeah, because they have no football history at all.
And it's not even a real mascot.
Also true. It's some coked out bird. No.
Next two. Virginia Tech and Utah.
Virginia Tech?
Yes.
Is this based off of money or just based off of you like the color
one,
scheme?
This one is based off of money.
Okay. Like, I'll be honest. If I had to have a team from the Virginias, the Tidewater
this
area,
is the only one.
It would be West Virginia. They've got a richer tradition, David. They've won a national championship. Two words, Major Harris. Two more words, Steve Slayton, Pat White. Like, I'm sorry. Plus, it's Milan Putzker Stadium, and nobody gets out alive.
Yeah, I kind of. Right. I want the. I want their tradition of their intro there. So I pick Virginia Tech over them. Ole Miss and Michigan State.
every league needs a pinata. Sure.
There's Spider-Man. Pointing at each other.
Yeah, except they can afford the costume, and we're naked.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. They are a rich program.
They're the Peter Parker and we're the Miles
Morales.
They're
the hillbillies. We just act like hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hillbillies.
State's the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't.
Okay.
Texas Tech and Arizona State.
Yes and yes. Money. Guns up. You got to have Tech in there. And Arizona State, media market. Yes. Media market.
That's why I put them in there.
Activate the valley.
Because when you're thinking West Coast,
just a great campus.
You have to have that Phoenix market there, along with L.A.
Just a great campus. Should have took a visit there. Would have been a Sun Devil.
Next on the list.
I'm not doing it. Personal growth. I was going to play something very unsavory.
It would have been like you said before the pre-show. You know, has some sauce.
No.
Iowa State and Oklahoma State.
No, there is no world Iowa State should be in this. None.
Iowa State is the Green Bay of this, meaning right in the middle. They really shouldn't
David,
be in
David, they
NFL
haven't
team.
Won more than 9 games in their history. They haven't won a conference championship since like the 30s.
47 something, yeah,
stop.
1947. I hear you.
This will be one. I'll allow VTech for Enter Sandman alone. But you can't with Iowa State. Come on. Ridiculous.
I'll give you Oklahoma State. Okay.
Come on, it's Pistol Pete. You got to have it.
No, I said yes, but.
Plus the coach
has
a mullet.
Iowa State?
Yes. Iowa State, no.
I told Kenny, I said they haven't won in a long time. That one's probably going to be the one that everyone hates.
I want to offer one that's money. And you've got major corporate backing.
And I have two more.
From Tyson and from Walmart.
I took them out.
Where is Arkansas?
No, I'm sorry. I did not take them out. They're right here. Arkansas and UCLA are my last two teams.
UCLA's okay. Out. Poverty. No. They can't afford the cover charge. They can't afford the bottle service. They're not getting in the club.
UCLA is strictly off of tradition. I'm wondering where Arkansas was.
Arkansas's now, there. Where, yeah.
Now, you did have Florida State in there, right?
I did have Florida State.
Okay. All right. No Arizona.
No.
Who wants that?
Their stadium has dorms built into it. You can't be in this league with that. Okay. Have you ever seen their stadium?
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They have a flop house in the end zone. No. Okay. No.
No Maryland?
Absolutely
no Maryland.
Not.
No way.
I'm so happy they're not in.
No BC?
Nope. No. Nope. Only one Jesuit university allowed. Pitt's a collection of losers.
Correct. I agree. So those are my 32.
All right, so look, overall, Rico, what is the one change you would make? For me, it's Iowa State, and I'd put West Virginia in. Those poor people need something.
To me, it's Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you have a bigger problem with VTech than Iowa State.
No, I have a bigger problem with both.
Well, you only get one, damn it.
So it's if you're taking both. Iowa State, I'm taking Virginia
but
Tech.
But no Enter Sandman?
I'd rather West Virginia.
You know, you need to...
Oh, so you're replacing them with West Virginia as well. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Those people deserve something. Yeah. They're stuck living in West Virginia. They deserve their seven Saturdays.
They all get to sing the West Virginia song. Okay.
It's called Country Roads. Okay. I mean, could we put some respect on it?
Whatever.
I'm with you. Whatever.
You also know they're famous for pepperoni rolls down there. That's their thing.
Huh?
That's the official food down there.
I'm serious.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll allow it.
With a side of meth.
That is your college football blitz.
Sprinkled over the top.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, so we've talked about a couple trade rumors, and if you want that, odyssey.com rewind. But look, Morning Show did a good job with this, and it's interesting. John Jansen kind of foreshadowed what he believes the future of college football is. And John and I may disagree on a lot of things. But I do agree with John, as I do. I miss the old days. I miss the 90s or the early 2000s. I didn't have a problem with the BCS. Well, the damn computers are picking the teams, Marv. It didn't bother me. Or even the four-team playoff. Well, John is basically telling you you're going to get the NFL, which is something Rico and I agree with. Agreeing with something and liking something is two different things. So David listed the 32 teams that would get in. Also, I'm disgusted by David because South Carolina wasn't a part of it. I digress. The point I'm making, I want to have a conversation that, do you actually want? Like, predicting something doesn't mean you want it to happen. Like, I predict we're all going to die. That's not a positive outcome. But in fact, it's true. We're all going to be dead. Same thing here.
Wait. So I say things and get the deflator drop. He calls us all to say we're all going to die, and David just lets it go.
Well, it's just a fact.
Okay.
Well, I was getting ready to play My Life Sucks, but...
No. Life is beautiful, but we all know it's going to end. So my point is, saying that this is going to be the future, I don't think it's outlandish, and I don't think it's inaccurate. Here's my question. Who wants it? Now, Rico might. His prerogative. I don't think you're a bad person if you want this. I don't. What I get tired of is A, being sold a bill of goods or being told I'm bad because I don't. I'm not going to do that. I don't want this. It's like convincing someone to want a food they don't like. Like if I convinced Rico, no, you've been missing out all these years because you don't eat salmon. Rico doesn't like any seafood. Any. And there's no point convincing him. That's this for me. Okay?
The salmon, a plate of salmon for me, a plate of cucumbers for you, bowl of cucumbers
disgusting.
For you.
Disgusting. So look, I would love to know from you, the listeners, whether you heard the morning show on Odyssey.com Rewind, they did a very nice job with it, or David consolidating it. A 32-team Super League, that's what college football turns into. Do you want that? Rico, take it away.
No, I would rather not. I mean, for me, it was simple, and they went right past it. The 18 playoff, I thought, was the perfect number. That games would mean something, Mike. You're only allowed one loss per year. After that, you take yourself out of the equation. So the regular season mattered. Now, if you get, you know, the 32-team playoff, I guess it's really where the pool of the national champion comes from anyway. So we're just going ahead and saying, okay, we're going to quit the facade. It's really going to be one of these 32 teams who's going to win it all. So we're just going to all move over to this side of the street, and you all could go over to that side of the street. I'm not a big fan of that, but I see where it's going to go. I agree with you. For me, I was cool with the 14 playoff. But progress, and it's going to happen. I don't know who asked for this. It wasn't me.
No, your friends at the networks. That's who.
But they went past the perfect number. And now, let's be realistic, it's going to keep going until it hits at least 16 teams in the playoffs.
I quit. Okay.
You already see what I mean?
I know.
You see where 14? Really? You gave the 12 team 1 year. Guys, Alabama didn't make it. We got to change things.
Guys, at 4:15 in the afternoon, I just need 10 of you to tell me if you want it or not. Do you believe this is the future of college football? And is this what you want? That's it. 248-539-9797. I think it's disgusting. I think it destroys rivalries. It destroys conferences. It destroys any familiarity with the sport we loved. It takes geography and throws it in the garbage. And it turns it into a government cheese version of what we get on Sunday. I don't need it. Don't want it. Don't care about it.
See, I don't think that this is where it's going to go, Mike. And it's only because there are four organizations that love to hear their name being called. And that's the Power Four conferences. That would mean you would have to dissolve the Big Ten and the SEC. Mm-hmm. They're never going to allow that to happen.
When the check comes in and it's three times as big. They're all whores. I hate to tell you, they're all whores.
That means you have to change your name.
Whores, Kenny. Whores.
What about the academics and blah, blah, blah?
Whores. These people have no scruples. These are feckless losers who run this sport, and they can all be bought. So I'm just telling you.
I think that that's the only thing that's going to keep this all from happening is that you're going to have to convince four conferences to give up their name and to consolidate under one. Because now you can't have Kenny talking about his pillow fights because the SEC, they're right there with
Kenny,
the Big Ten.
Kenny, you willing to give up the SEC chant and it just means more? Is this what you want to see?
No, this is not what I want to see. But I think I'm like you guys in that I'm resigned to the fact that this is our future. This is where it's going to go. I think it's disgusting like you. I think it destroys all meaningful rivalries that will exist in the sport. Maybe new ones can be created down the line. But no, I don't like this one bit.
No. So again, who wants it? Just that's what I want to know. Who desires what John Jansen feels is going to happen? And what David pieced together here with the 32-team Super League. And Rico's right in one thing. Is the national champion 99 out of 100 years going to come from that group of 32? Yes. But the adventure of college football, this is the problem with where we're at. Now, winning your conference doesn't mean anything. The regular season really doesn't mean anything. Like, again, I want to say this. Michigan and Ohio State meant nothing last year. The Big Ten championship game meant nothing. ACC title game, also nothing. SEC title game, you guessed it, nothing. Like, this is the issue. I loved the regular season. It was a high wire act. Mm-hmm. And I can totally meet Rico in the middle on something. If you went to an 8-team playoff, mm-hmm. you would preserve enough of the regular season that everyone could have been happy. What I can't do is what we're doing now. It's a bridge too far, and if you go to 16, forget it. So my question is just simple. Do you want this?
Yeah. Because college football is the one sport. Perfection is, you almost want to see perfection all of the time.
I love it.
Any other sport, you're allowed to lose games. But in college football, we have been conditioned that once you lose, you're done. And I think that's where a lot of resistance comes from because you're like, but this team lost two games.
Yeah, but they won enough games that they made the playoffs.
NFL, we don't get angry over this. Any other sport, we don't.
No, because it's pros. It's different.
Right? It's even college hoops, it's like you're allowed to lose. There's a such thing as good losses. But in college football, we have been told perfection is the standard. And that's gone. And I think that's one of the reasons why you and a lot of people don't like the sport anymore.
No.
Because now it's just like, okay, I thought that maybe it would be enhanced because you would get better quality of games and teams wouldn't be afraid to lose, but you're not even getting that. You're getting, okay, well, let's just schedule as many cupcakes as we can to try to work the system.
Oh, Kurt Cignetti, is that you? 248-539, you looked at their non-con schedule this year?
Let me take a look.
Put the pull that up on the Betamax. David, what are the... Boop-bop-beep-bop-boop. What are the early returns on this?
18 playoff with the Pac-10 reinstated.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Hold on. He saw it. Rico opened the not safe for work text. It's called Indiana's schedule.
The non-con? Wow.
Go ahead. Better games. That's what I was promised.
Right. They're going to kick the year off against the Old Dominion Monarchs.
Next.
Followed by a quality game against the Kennesaw State. What's their mascot, Mike? I know you know this.
It's actually a picture of Kenny.
It's the Owls.
Kennesaw State. It's actually Drunk Kenny and in a Red Wings jersey.
And then it's the great in-state rival, not Purdue, Indiana State Sycamores.
Shout out Larry Bird.
Larry Bird ain't coming down that tunnel.
So, yeah. Okay. David, go ahead. You may resume. Rico can't get over this.
I miss the BCS era. I actually love when the bowl games meant something. Oklahoma Boise is one of the best games I've ever watched.
Look, and I know the cynics, and like I've had this battle with Cookies on the podcast before. Well, the bowls never meant anything, but they did. Mm-hmm. Like I just, if you weren't alive for it, I can't explain it to you.
The BCS, the bowls meant something, and then they actually had to cap it because it got to the point where how bad you beat a team was actually a good thing.
So margin of victory.
If you were going head to head. And, okay, you know what? I got to beat this team by 40 points because I know, Mike, your team's going to beat them by 30 points, and I need to stay ahead of the computer. So they had to cap it. But, yes, it was the I guess it was the best way. I like the 4-team playoff because at least it was head to head.
You got to pick one though. Like if you're doing what the morning show did,
right? It would be the 4-team playoff.
Just that brief era where you still needed to be almost perfect.
Yes.
You got four teams.
The championship, conference championship games meant something.
Big time. They were de facto playoff
games.
They
were the quarterfinal games.
Like, look at this year. I'll say it again. Oregon and Penn State didn't mean ugats. They both got in. Clemson and SMU, oops, both in. Oh, Texas and Georgia, both in.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why if I had to pick one, it's the 4-team playoffs.
Okay.
Because I'd rather you see it played out on the field than let computers analyze who's the best team.
Fair. I'm not mad at it. So do you
computers
want...
can't quantify for Scataboo.
No, you can't. Do you want this? John Jansen believes it. I think we believe it. It's headed to a 32-team Super League. Money's too great. And your given era. It sure as hell isn't now. I think the 4-team was a very beautiful but brief time in history. The BCS I didn't have as big of a problem with. I didn't. The bowl game still mattered, but I thought the sweet spot was probably the 4-team. But if you told me we could go back to 1995, I wouldn't hate it. Conferences made sense.
Was that just the AP and the coaches poll?
Yeah, the idiot writers and the coaches. It's perfect.
I do not want to go back to that. Because I question whether they even watch the games, either the coaches or the writers. Because the writers are at the game.
They don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, I'm going to miss that. All right, we're talking the new state of college football morning show. Kind of took it on this morning. Jansen thinks it's going to 32 teams. David did the blitz of whether it was going to go 32 teams. Realistically speaking, your champion every year is going to come from those 32 teams. Let's just call it what it is. But, and I don't think that they're going to eventually go to one big conference. Because I don't think that the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC, and the Big 12 are willing to give up their
names. Well, that's, guess what? They'll just keep the conference names. It'll be 4 8-team divisions. The Big Ten division. Oh, well, what's next? You're going to tell me you can't put UCLA in the Big Ten. They're already there. These whores already sold out geographical relevance.
Bro, the fact that there's 18 teams in the Big Ten, God, that kind of throws that logic out the window.
To the people.
To the people.
Joseph is going to lead off. JoJo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so this actually kind of hits a little close to me. I've been going to Michigan games my whole life with my dad. We go every single Saturday. I have not missed a home game since 2017. So we were talking about the other night. I'm like, Dad, what would it take for you to stop going to Michigan games? And he said a super conference. And I would hate it. And so in 2023, one of my good buddies, he's a diehard Ohio State fan. He came up for me up for the game with me in 2023. And I always tell him that was the last true regular season game of college football with those stakes. And you and I were there for it. I absolutely hate this new super conference. It sucks. And yes, I miss every Saturday waking up and knowing one loss for a certain team or even my team could derail the entire season. Weeks of just not being able to sleep knowing, oh boy, if Michigan loses on Saturday, our season's over. And I'll give you a play, Mike. I'll give you a victory.
Okay.
Trouble with a snap would have meant absolutely nothing in the 12-team playoff era.
Yep.
That play caused so much pain for me, and MSU ruined my childhood because they always would beat us.
Well, and don't worry, Joe. The tables have turned. No, but like, but Joe, you're right, and I've never thought of that play in that way. But you're right. Is now what would it mean? Nothing.
Nothing.
You'd be annoyed, but it would have no real impact. And look, Joe, like you're a diehard Wolverine. Like, you're a diehard Wolverine. I hate to tell you, the Michigan-Ohio State game doesn't mean a thing.
I agree, Mike. And what could have been, hey, we went down there as a 23-point underdog and knocked those losers out of the playoffs.
Right, ruined their season. You would have had Johnny Porkfats writing another book about it. It would have been amazing.
No, I mean, Joe, you kind of put things in perspective, Mike, because if this playoff system was there – that Michigan State-Wisconsin first Big Ten title game wouldn't have mattered. Both teams would have made it in.
Correct. And look, I understand in the given moment, the game matters. Team A wins, Team B loses. Team A's fans invariably happier than Team B.
Right.
But the game, college football, there was a price to be paid. Like when Georgia would lose a game a couple of years ago, Kenny's reaction was wholly different than now. Why? Because you know, in the SEC, as Georgia, you could lose up to three games and still get in. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, like, they're going to go to 16. The greatest advantage that college football had was it was the most impactful, dramatic, and condensed regular season in all of sports. And they have now hoored it out.
No, you're exactly right. 2021, Michigan and Michigan State going into that game with everything on the line. If that was today, we would go into it and say, oh, sure, we want to beat each other, but it doesn't matter.
Well,
we
can lose and make it. If it was today, we'd be down 28-0 in the second, and you'd know all our plays.
Suspend reality.
But you had K-9 then, and
you know, it's almost weird. Like, you just couldn't seem to get lined up correctly when State went hurry up. I wonder why.
The funniest thing is,
so strange,
Mike.
They just...
True story.
Couldn't line up.
Sitting in the press box with Evan, and I kept saying, like, where did this hurry-up offense come from?
So another example of what I'm talking about is Ohio State. Ohio State loses to Michigan this year, and they still go to win a championship.
You know, it's weird. It's like,
they never
when we
ran
went hurry-up, their whole sideline wasn't doing the Macarena.
It was
weird.
They never ran it. And they never ran it again, and I was just like,
nope.
This is brand new. I'm like, Evan, I don't know where this came from.
Only now does it make
sense.
And
now it makes total sense.
I did not bring that game up for this reason.
But, David,
sorry, Michigan fans.
It's like Ohio State won the national title. And okay, you don't get to, you know, you didn't win the Big Ten. All right, David, I got the Natty.
David, just let me have fun. All right, my team stinks. Just leave me be. All right, just allow me that.
I thought you disemboweled them. I thought you moved on.
Well, I mean, it's still a member of your family.
No, it's
they
not.
Can be a deadbeat loser, no, but they're still not. Technically family.
You can let them go.
David, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
You're exactly right. That's Joey over there. Look, you know what he does.
We all got family. Let's be real. We all got family members that we had to let go. Okay.
It just does seem to be like it. You wouldn't know what the team's running if they went hurry up, right, David? Okay, good.
And then they would get caught with too many men on the field.
David, what's your experience? If you can't laugh, you're taking it too seriously, people. Just relax. Okay. Let's go to Landon, 97.1. Landon, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Landon?
Doing great. I think there's no chance that they're going to stop anywhere short of essentially however far they can push it, however many teams before the money stops coming in. Like, however far they can take it before they start losing money by putting more teams in is how far they're going to go.
And, Landon, you know what's interesting is with the 32 teams, if they do this super conference, let's say Jansen's right. And I have no reason to doubt John. I happen to agree with him. Landon, think about what you're selling to the networks. There's no need for, you know, hey, it's Ohio State and Ball State on Peacock. Every game, to Rico's point, will have a brand name in it. Think about the cost they are going to charge the networks. And then the expanded playoff? I mean, that's all this is about. And they're going to ruin the sport in the process.
And but see, here's the thing. It would be like we all talk about the Lion schedule. Look at all the teams that they got to play. That would be your college schedule where you're going to have to play up against, in your 12 games, 9 of them are going to be top teams. And you're going to find out really quickly if you got any good team this year.
Now, do you want this, Landon, or no?
No, not at all. I think playoff, when they were talking about expanding it from 4, I was thinking 6 would be perfect because there's the incentive to be one of the top 2 to get a bye. But, like, you don't need – like, there's no chance that the 32 seed's winning the national championship. It's like a 16 seed in March Madness. Like, it's just there for another game to make more money.
No, I'm with you. And, again, the problem, look, we went to 12 teams this year. How did those games look? They were awful.
Ugly, yeah.
They're awful. I mean, that's not hyperbole. Like, I'm just saying for people. I don't want them to
think. Right, but I think we have this romanticism love affair with college football that every game was always a great game.
No.
And when they're blowout games, but other sports have blowouts in playoffs, and we just whistle by
the
like
romance
that.
Was the drama that an allegedly bad game. Like, look, let's say it's Michigan Northwestern. Not a great game. But all of a sudden, you're in a game with Northwestern in the 4th. You're having your Pampers moment. Because if you drop that game.
Oh, no. I'm talking like the national title. What was it?
Oh, no. Florida, Ohio State. Horrible games.
Horrible. And it was like, okay, yeah. I'm talking about all the games were great.
It was just the road there. It all mattered. Like, look, for us, you and me, no games really matter anymore because we're so far off the radar. But think about Kenny. Look, Kenny, what would you, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 2018, 19, 20, 21 versus now, what the drama used to be versus now how you watch a Georgia game.
Back then I was full lean forward in my chair. Every play matters, especially in the 4th quarter. It was complete. It was absolutely right. Pampers moments in a lot of those games.
And now?
Whereas now, Roberts, it doesn't matter. The game, we could lose that game and be totally fine.
So there's the issue. Because now, if you do that to college, it's not this is the mistake. They think they're the NFL. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL owns that marketplace. And you and I, look, I know, you and I are real old heads here. The NFL's getting too big. And the NFL's letting too many teams in. But college is giving away its biggest advantage. Look at college hoops. No one loves college hoops more than you. It's your thing. They have taken the regular season and made it useless. Simply not important.
Okay, but here's why I'll say no, because at least in the college hoops regular season, I know in November and December, I'm going to get some good games, name brand against name brand.
But do they matter?
For seeding purposes, yes. But I get what you're saying. Both teams will make the tournament, but they're not afraid to play each other. Well, you'll get a St. John's going up against Michigan. Okay, I'm for that.
Just, I don't want to just be playing for seeding, though. That to me devalues the whole game itself. If that's the only thing we're playing for is seeding?
No, but Kenny, but what I'm saying,
can you make it in?
No, but at least you will get a good game. And it's not just going to be, you know, MSU taking on nobody state.
Sure, but it's harder for me to care about that game when only seeding is on the line.
The only people we can beat is nobody state. They made it to the Elite Eight, Mike.
No, I was talking football.
Oh,
we're back to basketball?
Right. I thought you were talking about college.
I'm like, dude, I want nobody state. Can we sign up for a home and home? Okay, maybe the only time we run the touchdown play.
Let me ask you this
play.
Question. What day do you want the show where you just get this out your system?
Probably and so. I'll leave. I'll leave the studio. I'm going to let you
I'll tell
monologue.
You what. I'll be very sincere with you. Probably the day before the home opener.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a very...
I will sit in the
no,
producer's
no.
room.
No,
and
no.
I'm going to let you just pontificate.
No, there's no pontification.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.